B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to start Brochas Daf Gimel, four lines from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Ad Soifa Shmeira. We saw in the Mishnah that the Soivzman Krishma, according to Abeliezer, the Krishma Shel Arvis, is Ad Soifa Shmeira Sarishayna, till the end of the first watch, the end of the first shift. And we're going to learn in the Gemara that there are shifts. A Shmeira is literally translated as watches, we're going to call them shifts. That in Shomayim, the Malachim are split up into different shifts, and every part of the night, they change shifts. And at the end and beginning, in the middle of each shift, has relevance, and we're going to see that not only in Shomayim it has relevance, but they have ramifications and signs even down here on earth. And there's a Machlekes Tanoim, how many shifts does the night have? Does it have three shifts of 4 hours each, or four shifts of 3 hours each? The difference will be that the time to say that the Soivzman Krishma Shel Arvis is that till the end of 3 hours of the night, or the end of 4 hours of the night. And we have to remember that the hours we're talking about here are not the hours on our clock called Shois Shavois, rather Shois Zmanios, which means that it changes every day. The night has its length, a unique length, every day of the year it's different, every day has a different length. The summer we know the days are longer, the nights are shorter, in the winter the nights are longer, the days are shorter. The night is split up into 12 hours, 6 hours till Chatzos and 6 hours from Chatzos, and the day is split up into 12 hours. How long is each hour? It depends on the length of the night. If the night is a long night, like in the middle of the winter, then each hour is going to be a 12th of the whole night. And the day, the hour is going to be a 12th of the day, which will be much shorter. The question is, Soivzman Kriyas Shema Shel Laila, Shel Arvis, is that 3 hours, which means a quarter of the night, or is it a third of the night, depending on how many Mishmoris there are? Let's see the Gemara inside. Says the Gemara, Mai Kosova Reb Eliezer, what does Reb Eliezer hold? I Kosova Sholish Mishmoris Have Laila, Leima Ad Arba Shois. V'ikosova arba mishmoris have halaylo leima ad shalosh shois. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the end of the Zman of Kriyas Shema, and he means to say either after 3 hours or after 4 hours. So why don't you say that? You're saying ad seifa shmeira sarishayno. What do you mean? And just say how many hours into the night? Says the Gemara, lo'olam kosova shalosh mishmoris have halaylo. The truth is, he holds that there's three mishmoris. We'll soon see why and how. And when it says ad seifa shmeira rishayna, he means a third of the night, which is 4 hours. V'hokam ashmelon, this is the chiddush Reb Eliezer was trying to teach us by saying ad seifa shmeira rishayna. De'ika mishmoris barakia, ve'ika mishmoris ba'ara. He's trying to tell us that not only are there shifts of malochim that change in Shemaim, but there are changes down here on earth as well. Because if Reb Eliezer is telling us that the Sovzman Krishma is Soif Ashmeira Rishayna, how are we down here on earth supposed to know when is the end of the Ashmeira Sarishayna? It must be that there's some indication down here on earth that tells us when the shifts of the Malachim change. D'tanya, as we saw in the Braisa, Reb Eliezer Oimir, Shalosh Mishmoris Havelailo. There are three Mishmoris in Shomayim by the Malachim that change during the shifts of the night. Val kol mishmar o mishmar, and during every shift, Yeshiva Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem sits, kaveyachol, so to speak, v'shoye ka'ari, and he roars like a lion, shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hashem mimori mishog, umimoin kodcho yitein koiloi, shoye gishag al novehu. Hashem is crying and roaring over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'simen ledovar, you want to know down here on earth, a simon, when the shifts change. In Shomayim, Mishmor Rishonim, the first Mishmor, Chamoir Noir, the donkeys bray. Shnia, the second shift, Klovim Tzuakim, the dogs shout, they bark. Shlishis, the third shift, Tinek Yoinek Mishdeimoy, the babies nurse from their mothers. V'isha Misaperes Imbalo, and the wives speak with their husbands. Now asks the Gemara as follows. Mai kachoshiv Reb Eliezer. When Reb Eliezer says that with each Mishmar there's a change down here on earth, in that Braisa, before getting back to our Mishnah, the Braisa we just learned that Rabbi Eliezer says that there's a change with each Mishmar, whether it's Chamoyer Noyer, or Klovim Tzeakim, or Tinek Yoinek Mishdeimoy, V'isha Mesaperes in Bailo. When is that? Eat Chilas Mishmaris Kachoshiv. Does it mean that at the beginning of each of the three Mishmaris we see these signs here on earth? If so, Tchilas Mishmeres Vishayna Simna Lomoli Urtahu. Why do we need a sign for the beginning of the first Mishmeres? The beginning of the first Mishmeres is Tzeisak Yechovim. It's when night starts. I don't need a simon for that. Is Soif Mishmaris Kachoshiv, if the three signs are indications of the end of each Mishmar, Soif Mishmar Achreino Lomoli Simna Yemonohu. The end of the third Mishmar, which is the end of the night, why does that need a simon? It's the end of the night, it starts the day, I can see when the day starts, I don't need a simon. Ela Choshiv Soif Mishmeres Rishayna, the Chamoyer Noyer is the end of the first Mishmar, Utchilas Mishmeres Achreino, and when the Tinek Yenik Mishdeimoi is talking about the beginning of the third Mishmar, the Emtsois to Emtsoisa, and the middle of the middle Mishmeres, which happens to be Chatzois Halaylo, that's when you have the Simon of Klovim Tzoyakim. V'ibo is Ema, a second Teretz, Kulu Soif Mishmoris Kachoshiv. The three signs are all indicating the end of each of the Mishmoris. V'chit Ema Achreina Leitzorich. You're going to ask me that the end of the third Mishmeres is the end of the night, it's the beginning of the day, why do we need a sign? The answer is, L'may nafkemino, L'mikra Krishma, L'man degoni, B'bayis ofal. We know that the Zman of Krishma shel Shachris is when it becomes light, Uvkumecha, when it becomes day, and if this person happens to be sleeping in a dark house, V'lo yoda Zman Krishma Amos, he doesn't know when the day starts, it's dark, the curtains are down, he cannot see when the beginning of the day is, and the most opportune and best time to say Krishma is right at the beginning of the day, as we're going to see later in the Gemara on Daf Tes. Kiven de'isha mesaperes im ba'alo v'tinoik yoinik mishdeimoy leikim v'likri. As soon as he sees the sign, he sees that the babies are nursing from their mothers, and the wives are talking to their husbands, he knows now it's the end of the third Mishmeres, now the day starts, I can get up and say Kriyas Shema. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Yitzchok bar Shmuel Mishmei Derav. Gimel Mishmoris have a Lailo. There are three shifts during the night. Val kol Mishmor Mishmor, and with every shift, Yeshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem sits kviyachil, v'shoye kari, and he roars like a lion. V'oimer, what does he say? Oy lebonim sheba'avinuseh michravti es beisi. Oy, woe to the children, to Klal Yisrael, that because of their avarus, I was machriv, I destroyed my Beis HaMikdosh, v'sarafti es heicholi, v'igleisim lebeinum es ha'olam. I burnt the heichol, which is the Beis HaMikdosh, and I exiled Klal Yisrael amongst the Umay Sa'olam, the nations of the world. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Omer Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says, Pamachas hoyisim halich baderech, I was once going along the way, v'nichnasti l'churva, and I went into a ruin, into a home, into a house that was in shambles, a churva. Churva achas mi'churvas Yerushalayim. Le'espalil, I went in there to daven. Bo Eliyahu zochur latoiv, Eliyahu Anovi came, v'shomar li ala Pesach, and he was waiting. He stood at the door of the churva and was waiting for me. Either was waiting for me or he was protecting me. Ad shesiyamti tfilosi. Until I finished davening. Le'achar shesiyamti tfilosi. When I finished davening, Omer li, Eliyahu Anovi said to me, Sholim elecho Rebbe. Shalom, my Rebbe. V'amarti loy, I answered back, Shalom alecho, Rebbe Omeri. Shalom to you, my Rebbe, my teacher, my master. V'omar li, Eliyahu Novi said to me, Bni, my son, mipnei ma nichnasta l'churva zu? Why did you go into this churva? V'amarti loy, I said to Eliyahu Novi, Lispalil, I went in there to daven. It was the Zman of Tefillah, I was on the way, I needed somewhere to daven. V'omar li, Eliyahu Novi said to me, you should have davened while you were on the way. You should not have stopped to go into the churva. I said to Eliyahu Anovi, I was afraid that the passers-by would disturb me from davening. Therefore, I went into the churva. Eliyahu Anovi told me, there's a shortened and abbreviated nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei, for those who cannot daven along Shemoneh Esrei, if you're afraid people will disturb you, instead of going into the Churva, you should have said the Havineinu, the shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei. Ba'oisei Shoah, at that time, Lomadati Mimenu, I learned from Elyonov Yishloisha Dvarim, three things. Number one, Lomadati She'ein Nichnosim L'Churva. It's inappropriate, it's improper to go into a Churva at all. V'lomadati She'mispallim Baderech. And also I learned that one can and should daven whilst on the way, whilst on travel, if one has nowhere else to daven. V'lomadati She'mispallil Baderech, mispallil Tfilah Ktzara. If you're on the way and you're afraid people will disturb you, that you can daven a shortened version of the tefillah. Va'omar li, Eliyahu Novi said to me, Bni, my son, ma koil shomata b'chur v'zu. Did you hear any sounds? Did you hear a bas koil? Did you hear a heavenly voice whilst you were in the churva? Va'omar tile, I said to Eliyahu Novi, shomati bas koil, I heard the bas koil, shemenahem es keyoina, that was crowing like a dove. Vo'imeres, and was saying, Oy lebonim, woe to the children, sheba'avoinesem, that because of their averus, hechravti es beisi, vasorafti es eicholi, veglisim ebein omois. And I had to burn the Beis HaMikdash and send the Klal Yisrael into exile amongst the omois ha'ilam. Vo'omer li Eliyahu Novi said to me, Chayecho v'chayei roishcho. I promise you, lo yisho zu bilvado imeres kach. Not only now, this hour, when you are in the churva, does the baskel say that. Elo b'chol yoim v'yoim, every single day, shalosh pa'omim, three times imeres kach. The baskel goes out and cries this cry. V'lo yisho zu bilvado, not only then, elo b'sho she yisrael nechnosim l'boti knesiyis l'boti midrashis, when Klal Yisrael, when you didn't go into shuls and into boti medrash, V'oinim yeheishmei agodl mevoirach, and they answer Kaddish, in a shul this Kaddish, as we know at the end and during Tfilos, even in a Beis HaMedrash this Kaddish, after learning Agadita, they also say Kaddish, and when they say yeheishmei agodl, which is what we know as yeheishmei rabo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu menaneh ha'roishe, Hashem nods his head, V'oimer, and he says, Ashrei ha'melech, shemekaltzin oisei bebeisoi. How fortunate would it be if me, the king of all kings, would be praised this way in my home with the Beis HaMikdash standing. Kach ma loy le'av, woe to the father, shehiglo es bonov, that exiled his children, v'oylem lebonim, and woe to the children, shegolu me'al shulchan aviem, that were exiled from their father's table. We just learned that Eliyahu Novi told Rabbi Yossi that it was inappropriate to go into a churva. We're going to now learn some of the details of when it's allowed or not allowed to go into a churva. Tanu Rabbonon, we learnt in a brisa, Mipnei Shleisha Dvorim Ein Nichnosim L'Churva. There are three reasons one should not go into a churva. Number one, Mipnei Chashad. People may accuse you of doing averus there, in some secluded, hidden place. Number two, Mipnei Mapoilus. It's dangerous, it's a ruin, and one of the walls might collapse on you. It's Sakonas Nefoshes. And number three, Mipnei Mazikin, because there are all sorts of evil spirits, Shadim and who knows what else, and it's dangerous to be in their presence, in their company, and therefore you should avoid going into the Churva. Says the Gemara, why do I need to have three reasons not to go into a Churva? It would seem that any one of them is enough. And the Gemara is going to tell us that each one of the reasons only applies sometimes and sometimes not. And we always need the three reasons, because there's always going to be a situation where possibly two of them will not apply and the third one will apply. Let's see the Gemara inside. Mipnei chashad, why are you saying you shouldn't go into a churva? Because of chashad, people will accuse you of doing an avera. Teipu klei mishum mapoilus. Why is there not enough? Is there not sufficient reason not to go in the churva? Because it's dangerous, it might fall on you. Answers the Gemara, bechadeti. We're talking about a churva, even though it is a churva, and it's a ruin, but nonetheless, it's a relatively new building, and there's no risk of the standing walls that are going to collapse. And therefore, you do not have the reason of mapoiles, and therefore we need the reason of chashad. Says the Gemara, v'teipu klei mishum mazikin. So, it's a new churva, and there's no chashash of mapoilus, I still don't need the reason of chashad, because I shouldn't go in there because of the mazikim. Answers the Gemara, betray. If there's two of you together, then there's no risk of being hurt by the mazikin. So if you're in a new churva and there's two of you, the only reason not to go into the churva is because of chashad. Now the Gemara asks, Ibetrei, if there's two of you, chashad nami leka. If two people are going together into a churva, is there any risk that one of them is going to be over a serious avera? They have each other to protect each other. Says the Gemara, Leimo betrei upritzi. Yes, it's two. The mazikim are scared of them. But if they are porots, if they are people with a vulgar nature, who are suspected of being over on pritzis, then one should not go into the churva, because people will suspect them of doing an avera there. Continues the Gemara, Mipnei amapoiles, why do I need to have the reason that you should not go into the churva? Because it might fall on you. Tepeklei mishum chashad. The fact that people might accuse you of doing an avera or suspect that you've done an avera is enough reason not to go into the churva. Umazikin. Or you shouldn't go in because of the mazikin. Why do I ever need the term, the reason of mapoiles? Says the Gemara, betray uksheri. If there's two people and they are kosher, they're not prutzim. Since there's two, there's no problem of mazikin. Since they're ksherim, there's no problem of chashad. All that's left is mapoiles. It's dangerous to go in. Continues the Gemara, bipnei mazikin. Why do you ever need the reason not to go into churva? Because the mazikin might hurt you. V'tepeklei mipnei chashad. Umapoilis, the fact that the wall might fall on you, or that people will suspect you, is enough reason not to go into the churva. Answers the Gemara, b'churva chadati, if we're talking about a new churva, and there's no risk of mapoilis, ubetrei uksheri, and there's two of you together, and you're both ksherim, and therefore there's no risk of pritzis, and the only thing that's left is mazikin. Asks the Gemara, Ibetrei, if it's talking about two of you, mazikin nami leka, there's no mazikin either. Answers the Gemara, Bimkoimon chayshinon, if it's a place where the mazikim hang out, so to speak, and we'll soon see where that is, but if it's a place where we know there's mazikim there, then it's probable that they'll cause damage even if there's two of you. It's just when it's not in their place, when these mazikim may just be visiting, so to speak, then if there's one of you, you're at risk. If there's two of you, they're not suspected of hurting us. V'iboy seima, says the Gemara, la'olam b'chad. It could be we're talking about there's only one of you. U'b'chur b'chadati, and it's a new churva, and therefore there's no risk of it falling down. D'koi b'dabra is talking about that he's in a churva in a field. D'hosom mishum chashad leka. Because the churva is in the middle of a field, no one's going to suspect you of doing an avera. The ha'isha b'dabra lo yishchicha, it's not common for women to be in the fields. Umishu mazikin ikka, and nonetheless, because you're on your own, you're at risk of the mazikin. Continues the Gemara. Tonu rabonon, arba mishmoris hava lailo divrei Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion that the night is split up into four sets, into four shifts, not into three. Reb Nosson holds that there are three mishmoris, like we saw, is the opinion of Reb Eliezer, as we saw in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, "My Talmud Reb Nosson, what's the source of Reb Nosson who says that there's only three mishmoris in the night?" Tichsiv says in the pasuk, "Vayovo yigidoin umeo ish asheitoi b'ktzei machane, roisho ashmoires hatichoino." He came to the camp at the beginning of the middle Mishmeres, the middle shift. Tona, we learned in a brisa, Ein tichoino, elo sheyesh lefaneo, ulachreo. If you're talking about a middle shift, it must be there were only three shifts, and one of them is the middle one. And the beginning of the middle Mishmeres, that's when Gidoin and the 100 people came to the edge of the machne. The Rebbe, my tichoino, Rebbe, who says that there's four mishmoris, how does he understand the pasuk that Gidoin came at the beginning of the middle mishmeres? There is no middle mishmeres. There's four altogether, and the two in the first half of the night and two in the second half of the night. What's the middle one? Says the Gemara, Achas minatichoino shabitichoinois. The pasuk means that the beginning of one of the two middle ones, the second and third mishmoris, are in the middle, relative to the first and last one, and the beginning of one of those two, that's when Gidoin came. Reb Nosson, Reb Nosson's response to that will be, Miksiv tichoino shebetichoinois? Does it say in the Pasuk that one of the middle Mishmaris Gidoin came? Tichoino ksiv. It says he came in the middle Mishmaris. And the middle can only be if there's an odd amount of Mishmaris, it must be there's three Mishmaris. Continues the Gemara. My Tamid de Rebbe. What's the source of Rebbe that there's four Mishmaris? Omer of Zrika, Omer of Ami, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi. I'll tell you where from. Kosov Echodomer, in one Pasuk it says, Chatzois Laila Okum Lahoidis Lochal Mishpotetit Kecho. David HaMelech says, I awakened at midnight at Chatzois in order to praise you Hashem on the Torah. Kosov Echodomer, in another Pasuk it says, Kodmu Einai Ashmoiris. I proceeded. When I woke up, I was awake before Ashmoiris, two Mishmoris. Now, how can you wake up at Chatzois and have woken up before two Mishmoris, if there's only three Mishmoris altogether? Ha'oketad, how can that be? It must be Arba Mishmoris, Havelailo, there must be there's four Mishmoris. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, that's the end of the second Mishmoris, and you have two Mishmoris ahead of you. V'Reb Nosson, how does Reb Nosson explain this? Reb Nosson says there's only three Mishmoris. So David HaMelech woke up at midnight, there's only one and a half Mishmoris ahead of him. How can you say that's called Kodmu Einai Ashmurais? Says the Gemara, Reb Nosson Usova Loka Rebbe Yeshua, he holds like Rebbe Yeshua, Ditnan, Rebbe Yeshua, Oymer, Al Sholei Shois, Shekein Derech Melochim Lamuid B'Sholei Shois. It was common for kings to sleep right through the first 2 hours of the day and to wake up sometime in the third hour of the day. Shis Delaylo, Utreid Yemoma. So David HaMelech says, all other kings woke up 8 hours after me. 6 of the night, from Chatzos, Halayla, which is when David HaMelech woke up, the kings were still fast asleep. Till the morning is 6 hours, and another 2 hours into the day, that's 8 hours. Havalu shtei mishmoris. So David HaMelech says, when I woke up at Chatzos, it was the length of two mishmoris, the time of two mishmoris, which is 8 hours before the other kings, and that's when I woke up. Rabashi Omar. Rabashi says another teretz. Mishmora upalga nami mishmoris korilu. Even according to the mandoma that says there's three mishmoris, waking at Chatzos, there was more than one mishmar ahead of him. There was the second half of the middle mishmar, and there was the whole second mishmar. One and a half mishmoris can also be called mishmoris. So therefore, it's not shver that it says in the pasuk, kidmu einai ashmoris. Says the Gemara. Another memra from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Va'omer Reb Zrika, Omer Reb Ami, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ein oimrim b'fnei ha'meis elo dvarov shel meis. When you're standing or sitting in the close proximity of a deceased person, one is not allowed to speak anything which is not to do and associated to the nifter himself. Omer Reb Abba Bar Kahana, lo'i omron elo b'divrei Torah. That's all talking about divrei Torah. If you speak stam divrei Torah near the nifter, you're making him feel as if he can't learn anymore. You're pointing out his inability to learn, as if we can learn, you can't learn. That's called loyeg larosh. It's making fun of a dead person, of a nifter, and it's osa. Abul mili de alma, stum talking. The nifter is not impressed by stum talking. We get carried away with narish, with dvarim betalim, but stum talking to the nifter doesn't mean anything. So there's no restriction on that. Less lon bo, it doesn't matter. Ve'ikud omra, others say, omra b'abba bar kahana, lo'i omra ne'la filu b'divrei Torah v'kolshkin mili de'alma. It's not about whether we're making fun of the nifta, of the fact that he can't learn. It's, are we ignoring him? Are we just busying ourselves with other matter that's not to do with the nifta? When the nifta is lying there, we have to be focused on the nifta. So when you're speaking divrei Torah, it's not as bad as stum idle chatter. Mimeli you're learning, then at least you'll be mekayim mitzvah of limud ha-Torah, and even that is osa. But stam mili de'alma, that's just ignoring the nifter. Stam, that's even more osa, and it's osa to speak anything which is not to do with the nifter. Continues the Gemara. We're going back to David HaMelech, who said that he woke up at Chatzos HaLaila. Says the Gemara, V'David mepalga de'laila havakoy. Is it true, can it be that David HaMelech just woke up at Chatzos HaLaila, as it says in the Pasuk, Chatzos Laila Okum, Lohoides Lecho, as we said before. Mi'urta Havakoi. He was awake from the beginning of the night already. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, Kidamti baneshef, I rose baneshef v'ashavea. I rose and called out from the neshef. When is that? From the night. How do you know? Umimai dahai neshef urtahu. How do I know that neshef means the night? Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, baneshef be'erev yoin be'ishoin lailo v'afelo. Baneshef, when is neshef? Be'erev yoim, when the day comes to an end, when the night starts. And David HaMelech says, Kidamti baneshef, I rose, I got up from the beginning of the night already. Omer b'oishya, omer b'acha, hochi k'oma, me'oilom le'ovar olai chatzois laylo b'sheino. Generally speaking, Kidamti baneshef, I was up the whole night. It says in the pasuk, that David HaMelech said, Chatzois Laila Okum, it means that the moment of Chatzois was a moment that even if I would fall asleep or go to sleep occasionally at the beginning of the night, by Chatzois I always made sure to be up. Rav Zeira, he says another teretz, Omar, Ad Chatzois Laila Hoya Misnamnim. On the first half of the night, he wasn't sleeping, he was awake, but he used to doze off, Kasus, just like a horse dozes off, but it doesn't actually go to sleep. Mikan va'elech, from Chatzois, the pasuk says, Chatzois laila okum, I was fully awake, miskabir kari, I used to strengthen myself like a lion and be fully awake. Rabashi Omar, Rabashi answers the stira differently, a third mahalach, at Chatzois laila, till Chatzois, hoya oisek b'divrei Torah. He was awake, he was learning divrei Torah. But the pasuk that says Chatzois Laila Okum Lahoidois Mikan Ve'elech from Chatzois till the morning Beshiris V'Sishbochis, I was occupied with singing and praising to Hashem. Continues the Gemara. V'Neshef Urtuhu, is it so clear that Neshef is the evening based on the pasuk we said before B'Neshef B'Erev Yoim B'Ishoin Laila V'Afelo? Ho'Nefesh Tafru, I've got another pasuk that seems to say that Neshef means the morning. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayakim David mehan neshef v'ad ho'erev l'mochrosom. I hit them from the neshef till the evening. So it seems that neshef is the morning. My love mitzafra v'ad laila, from morning till night. So you see that neshef doesn't mean night, it means morning. Says the Gemara loy. Mi'urta v'ad urta. Neshef means the night. And when it says Mineshef ad Erev, it means from the beginning of the night till the beginning of the next night. Yehochi asks the Gemara, why are you changing your terminology when referring to night, that once you say Neshef and once you say Erev? Yehochi lichtoiv mehan Neshef v'ad Neshef. If you mean from the beginning of the night till the beginning of the night tomorrow, say mehan Neshef v'ad Neshef. Oi meho Erev v'ad Erev. From Erev till Erev. Be consistent. Elo Amar Rava, Rava says, Trei Noshvi Hava. There are two types of Neshef. Neshef means departing. It can mean Noshaf Laila, the night departs, V'osi Yomama, and the day starts. Or Noshaf Yomama, V'osi Laila, that the day passes and the night starts. So the pasuk that says, Vayakim David Mea Neshef V'ado Erev, over there Neshef means the morning. But the pasuk that it says, B'neshef b'erev yoim, over there the neshef means the evening. Continues the Gemara. V'David mihava yoda palga delaila emes hava. David HaMelech said, Chatzois laila okum, I woke up exactly at Chatzois. Could it be that David HaMelech knew exactly when Chatzois was? Hashto Moshe Rabbeinu lo yava yoda, if even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzois is, d'chsiv, like it says in the pasuk, Kachatzois halaylo, Moshe told the Mitzrim, approximately at Chatzois, and Yetzer B'Soich Mitzrayim, Hashem is going to go right through Mitzrayim and do Makas B'Choiris, my Kachatzois, why does it say Kachatzois? Why doesn't it say Bechatzois, at Chatzois? Ilei medo omalekut shebrichu Kachatzois, could it be that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu said Kachatzois is because Hashem told him Kachatzois? Can that be? Mi'ika sveika kamishmaya? With Hashem, there's no approximations. Hashem knows exactly when he's doing what. Hashem would not have told Moshe kachatzois. Hashem told Moshe bachatzois. It was Moshe that changed it to kachatzois. Elo, do'omalei bachatzois. Hashem said bachatzois. V'osu iu, and Moshe Rabbeinu changed it, v'omar kachatzois. And he said approximately chatzois. Alma mesapkalei. Moshe wasn't sure exactly when it would be. And Tosfos says, Tosfos asks, why didn't Moshe just say the same as Hashem told him? Hashem said, Bachatzois, so tell Paroi, Bachatzois. So Tosfos says, Moshe didn't want to say something he couldn't prove. And since Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know exactly when Chatzois would be, he didn't want to say Bachatzois. This is based on a Gemara we're going to see later on Daf Dalet. But David have a Yoda, if Moshe didn't know when Chatzois is, how could David know when Chatzois is? Says the Gemara, David Simna Havile. David had a sign that would tell him exactly when Chatzois is. The Omer Vachabar Bizna Omer of Shimon Chasida, Kinoir. There was a harp, Hayatolu Lemalami Mitosai Shal David, that was hanging above David Amelech's bed. The Kivan Shegia Chatzois Laila, as soon as midnight would strike, Ba Ruach Tzfoinis, a northern wind would blow. The Neshevis boy would blow through the strings of the harp, Umenagin Me'elov, and it would sing on its own, and that would be a sign to David HaMelech that Chatzois has arrived. Miyad hoya oimed voisig batoira, immediately David HaMelech would get up, like it says, Chatzois Laila Okum, and would be oisig in Torah. Achi ala mudashachar, until the morning. Now the Gemara continues to say what else happened, what was on David's schedule once morning, once it was Alisa Shachar. Says the Gemara, Kivim Cho'ol Amud HaShachar. When Amud HaShachar came, Nichnasu Chachmi Yisrael Etzlei. The Chachmi Yisrael came into David, who was the king. Omru Loi, they said to him, Adoneinu HaMelech, our master the king, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnosa. You're the king, the heart of the whole nation. Klal Yisrael need Parnosa. Omer Lohem, David HaMelech said to the Chachomim, L'chu Vis Parnosu Zem Yizeh. You should each be mefarnas each other. Each one will sustain the other one. Omrulai, they said to him, Ein hakoimrutz masbiyas ha'ari. A fistful of food cannot satisfy a lion. Ve'ein ha'boyer mismale michulyosoi. If you empty out a pit of its earth and then you refill it, the pit will not be full at the end. Which means that Mineo Bey within Klal Yisrael there's not enough to go around for everybody. Omalohem, David HaMelech said, okay, L'chu u'pishtu yodeichem b'gdoid, go out to war, conquer some of the nations and the other places around us, and then you'll be able to take from the loot and from what you have in those cities, you'll be able to sustain Klal Yisrael. Miyad yoyatzin b'achitoyfel, they went and asked advice from Achitoyfel and the Sar Tzova, the ministers of the army there, exactly how to go and how to wage the war. When Imlochim b'Sanhedrin, they would ask Rishus, permission from the Sanhedrin, and that the Sanhedrin should daven that they should succeed. V'she'elim b'Urim v'Tumim, they would ask the Urim v'Tumim if they're going to be successful. Omer of Yosef, Mikro, what's pshat in the Pasuk that says, V'acharei Achitoyfel b'Nayahu ben Yoyodo, v'Avyosa Rosar Tzvolu Melech Yoyov? What's the order here? What's the mashmos of the different people they would ask advice from? Achitoyfel Zeyoyetz. The first thing they did was V'achareatif Achitoyfel. After Achitoyfel, they went to Benayo Ben Yoyoda. Why did they go to Achitoyfel? To ask his advice. V'cheinu Omer, as it says in another pasuk, V'atas Achitoyfel Ashayoyetz Bayomim Ohim Kashayishal B'dvar Eloikim. That was the first thing they did. The second thing they did, Benayo ben Yoyoda. So next thing it says in the pasuk, V'achrei Achitoyfel Benayo ben Yoyoda. Who was Benayo ben Yoyoda? Zeh Sanhedrin. He was the Av Beis Din. He was the head of the Sanhedrin. V'aviyosor, Elu Urim B'tumim. He was the Kohen, and he was asked to refer to the Urim B'tumim, to ask the Urim B'tumim if they would be Matzliach. V'chein v'oimer u'banayo ben Yoyodo al ha'kreisi v'al ha'pleisi. Benayo ben Yoyodo, who was the representative of the Sanhedrin, he took precedence before the Urim v'tumim that were also called kreisi u'pleisi. V'loma nikra shmam kreisi u'pleisi. Why was the Urim v'tumim called kreisi u'pleisi? Says the Gemara, kreisi shakirusin devrem. They cut their words, they're totally precise in the predictions, and Plesi is Shemufloim B'Devrem, that they are wondrous in the words of the Urim V'Tumim, that they are absolute, and it's the whole Emes. V'acharkach Sar Tzvo L'Melech Yoav, they would speak to the commanders of the army and go out to action. And in Mir Tzashem, in our next Shia, we'll start at the top of Dav Dalad Omed Aleph.